This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. For years, we've heard rumors mostly about the effect of cell phones on the brain because they have little transmitters, and you know, when they're beaming the signal to the cell tower, part of it's going through your brain. Most of them have been debunked, but there's a brand new one. This appears to be a pretty rigorous study, so I thought we'd run it past the doctor.
Agent Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Tell me about the study. Who conducted it, Dr. Cohen?
It was actually conducted by the National Toxicology Program, a very expensive $30 million study where they put rats and mice into special chambers. And they basically bombarded them with radio frequency waves like those that had been emitted by like the older 2G and 3G phones. And they did it for 9 hours a day for up to 2 years, which is actually most of the natural life of a rat or a mouse.
Yeah.
And so really these rodents were experienced really far higher levels of radio frequency waves than people are typically exposed to. And what it showed was is that there was a small increase in an unusual type of heart tumor in just the male rats, but it didn't happen in the mice or the female rats.
A heart tumor?
Yeah, there are certain types of heart tumors. So in this case, there was an unusual heart tumor that there was a small increase in. And so the National Toxicology Program, they concluded that there was some evidence of a link. But this was not really very well received, and the FDA immediately disagreed. And so they shot off a press release really reassuring Americans that there were decades of research and hundreds of studies, and the FDA felt that they were confident that the current safety limits for cell phone radiation were really safe. The FDA also appropriately pointed out that the findings really were in rodents, and they don't think it should be applied to humans in this case. There are other pieces of information that we can use to support this. We've been exposed to radio frequency waves for decades and decades and decades.
Right.
And first of all, there's no credible evidence that non-ionizing radiation has any adverse health effects at all. There's also no radiobiologic mechanism that could explain this type of injury. So there's really no scientifically valid evidence that this has ever happened. The other thing is, and this is, I think, critically important, we talk about studies that are association studies. Well, here there are billions of people around the world who have used cell phones for the past 2 decades. We've been exposed to television waves and radio waves for even longer than that. And the number of brain cancers per year is flat. It hasn't changed over all the time that that we've been using cell phones. You know, humans have been exposed to man-made radio frequency radiation for over 100 years. We've always been exposed to microwave radiation from the cosmos. And it's just so unlikely that cell phones would cause any sort of increase in tumors in humans. And there's just no data whatsoever to support it. And I think that we can kind of debunk the rumor, debunk the fear that there's any danger associated with using a cell phone.
Well, and yet, though, I mean, rats are a pretty widely accepted proxy for the effect of various things on human tissue. So you're saying that the use of rats is the problem, or that the exposure was just so over the top that it can't be applied to humans?
Yeah, the exposure was over the top, and it really was for the majority of their natural life, for 9 hours a day. This is just.
Well, I mean, we're going to have a generation that will, in fact, spend the majority of its natural life next to a cell phone of some kind, which is, as I understand it, when it's on, it is always broadcasting data bursts to continuously update its location. So it's not like it's only on when you make the call, right?
But that's my point, actually, is that there hasn't been an increase in the number of tumors that we've seen in society. So I think we can boil it down to this. There's no biological mechanism to explain why non-ionizing radiation, like the cell phone or the Wi-Fi emission radio waves, there isn't any mechanism that could induce any type of tumor. We do have a mechanism to explain the association between ionizing radiation, which is where the confusion comes, and tumor induction. But literally out of the millions of people who've received radiation therapy to their brain, there's been less than 100 radiation-induced tumors reported in the world literature. In fact, there's only 73 reported.
Right. So ionizing radiation, meaning the kind of thing you get from, an X-ray machine?
From an X-ray machine or from radiation treatment for a tumor.
Yeah.
So there's been only 73 radiation-induced, it's a specific type of brain tumor, glioma, have been reported in the world's literature. So, and this is out of millions of people. So there is a mechanism to explain it, but it happens so infrequently.
So essentially, there's been another real-world experiment going on all along, and that is, of course, those of us using cell phones. And if this experiment with the rats was at all indicative of the risk to humans, you should reasonably expect some kind of statistical bump in the number of these kinds of tumors in people.
Yeah, we should, and it's never been seen.
Okay, so the basic conclusion is keep your cell phone away from any rats.
Yeah, I'm calling you on my cell phone now, and I wouldn't be doing it if I thought I was going to be having brain cancer.
Got it. Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.